MacArthur. He just went so deep into where he's at right now, right? And then Udonna shared so many beautiful things on Tuesday. And, gosh, Rhonda shared from her heart on Wednesday. And I was able to have a couple of connections with her mom and do some coaching there. And gosh, I love her. I love her so much. We had the best call yesterday. Thursday, of course, we heard from Casey, who's just, you know, I'm just so in awe of all of you. And then here's the thing, all of you that are listening, you know, how do you do this? You know, I always hear people, and I want to take a moment with everybody today and just share a few thoughts from my heart. You know, so many people, I get to know them and they come up to me and I get off the stage or I'm somewhere and they always seem to say the same thing. Not everybody, but a lot of people have this personality. Some people would never say what I'm about to say because they're just a little too nervous, you know. But a lot of people say, I'm going to be on stage with you. I'm going to be on stage with you. And I want to talk about that for a second. I'm going to be on stage with you. First of all, you already are on stage. You're on the stage of your very own life, right? And so it's about what's happening when no one's watching. It's about that's the kind of leadership, that's the kind of person we're transforming into. We're doing the right thing, especially when no one is watching. That's intentional. That's intentional living. And so how do you get your own stage, right? And I remember early on, 10 years ago, over a decade ago, learning Isagenix, learning network marketing, because I didn't know it. I'd never been in network marketing before. It was like totally foreign to me. It was like learning a new language. You know, I remember learning Spanish as a second language, and then I had to learn a little Quechua up in these little Peruvian towns where I lived, and then I had to learn Aymara. I started learning Quechua, and they moved me to a city, and I'm like, I'm speaking Quechua, and they're like, yeah, they're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, you guys don't speak Quechua? And they're like, no, we speak Aymara. I'm like, okay, my opportunity to learn another language. And, you know, it's always that next moment, you know, it's like new languages. So Isagenix and network marketing, I was kind of new. I had to let go of what I thought I knew. And I created my own stage right away. You see, because all these people were always coming up to me saying, oh, where are your meetings? You have meetings. And people, some people would say to me, they don't have meetings in my area. So unfair. Life is so unfair. Nature is taking it out on me. Nature's taking it personally. The universe is against me. It's rigged against me. There's no meetings where I'm at. You follow me, right? You all know where I'm going with this. So I would look at the person and say, how exciting. How exciting. And they're like, you didn't understand me, Lenny. Can't you tell by the tone of my voice I am upset and the universe is against me? That's not what they actually said, but that's what you're saying. Every time you make up an excuse, you're saying very clearly in your own words that God is against you, that your angels are against you. And so I would just kind of smile, and I you know, I'm learning as I mature not to be sarcastic and be sweet, but boy, can I be, right? And so that's how I, you know, I'm overcoming a lot of that old programming, and that's beautiful. But I'd look at the person and I'd say, what if you started having some meetings in your very own home? And what if those meetings became the meetings that eventually happen every week? And what if the meetings become so big that you have to rent a hotel room for $50 a night or the Chamber of Commerce? And what if then eventually, like in a year from now, that almost everyone that's coming to the meetings happen to be signing up in your downline? What if the universe is for you? What if? And some people get it and some people don't. I know, luckily, all of you are getting this, like the aha moments coming on. You're waiting for somebody else to become the leader in your area. No. Waiting doesn't do anything. Waiting is a lie. Waiting for someone else to show up, that's a cop-out. that's an excuse. And wait for it, Debbie, it's not sexy. Waiting is not sexy. So what if you're the first person in your area and you change your perspective, you shift your perspective. It's your personal perception of what happens that changes everything. The same exact experience will be so different for me and you just because of our personal perspective, and it's a choice. So little by little, some of the people will get excited about this and say, I'm going to have a meeting. Know what I'm doing, but I'm going to have a meeting. That's what I did. So I was the first one in Redlands, California, had a meeting. We had a VHS. That's all Isagenix had. It had Jack Canfield and John Gray and Jim and Kathy Coover and a little John Anderson. And it was about 12 minutes. And that was the meeting. And then I would display the 9-day cleanse and say, here's what you do with each of these. And the freakiest thing happened. I couldn't have been worse as a presenter that night. And 10 people showed up. Now, I invited 20. I didn't know half the people weren't going to show up at my house that I invited to my house, that they were coming to my house. So I only had 50% turnout, right? But I got 10. But the interesting thing was is that out of those 10 on that first night, I got 12 signups. I know, it doesn't seem logical that I could get 12 signups out of 10 people, does it? Unless you're a woman that loves her husband so much and you get something so deeply that you don't even call your husband and say, I'm buying this 9-day for me and I'm buying a 9-day for him. That's love. And so that's what happened with two of the 10 women. Two of them ordered 2 9-days. Everybody else just ordered 1. And I began to become a leader because I went first. I didn't know what I was doing, but I was blazing a trail. And my excitement and my passion were carrying me forward. Now, here's the next part. Let's say that you go ahead and get started in Isagenix, and you're in an area where there's already a bunch of meetings. And then you say, everybody already knows about Isagenix here. There are already meetings happening. The universe is against me. Everybody's against me because if I was only in St. George, Utah, or if I was only in L.A., if I could just move to Palm Springs, if I could move to Granbury, Texas, I could rock this. Wait a minute. Chicago. No, wait. Tallahassee, Florida. There's a bunch of old people there. They would love product B. You guys catching me yet? The universe is against me. If the universe was for me, I'd already be in that city that would rock Isagenix. We're coming up with lame excuses. So I say to that person, well, what if you go and attend their meetings, and if it's a good vibe, you see if they're cool, you start sharing the load, you guys start trading off weeks, and if it's a good vibe for you, then invite your own people to the meeting and sign your own people at the meeting. How cool that there's meetings already happening. And if it's your vibe, continue on. If it's not your vibe, start your own. You don't think there can be more than one meeting in a city? St. George, Utah, there are weeks when we have 10 meetings in 1 week. Take your pick. When I got here, there had never been a meeting. 10 years ago, I moved here. So it's your perception that changes the game. It's your perception. It's your perspective that changes your game. You go from a place that the universe is on your side to a place where it's against you. And it's your choice always. Always your choice. So do you want to be on stage with me? Be on stage with you. Create your own stage, your own Facebook group, your own mastermind group, your own meetings in your home, your own Skype meetings, your own Google Hangout. Leaders go first. Leaders say hi first. Leaders make the call first. Leaders say, I'm sorry, first. And they mean it. 2 nights ago, I was riding my bicycle. I have family staying. I just went on a bike ride with him this morning. I took my sister Gigi. She was so cute. She went on her longest bike ride of her life this morning, and I went on my shortest. We met right there at that ride, and it was just beautiful. You know, I almost started to sweat, and she was sweating buckets, and she would probably smack me if she knew I was talking about her like this, but I just love her with all my heart, and I want her to get into bicycle riding because it's fun, and it's awesome, and it's healthy. It's a great exercise, and it doesn't hurt your body like walking or running. It's just really cool. You can tell I'm trying to get you all to go ride a bike today, right? Or certainly this weekend, please. But the other night I went out, and I love going out at night because in St. George it's getting, you know, a little heated during the day. And I still go out during the day because I'll go find a body of water. One of my dear, dear, dear friends, Carrie, challenged me to go in the water. And so I've been going in any body of water, like whether I'm at the ocean or in a river, or if I have to do with a fountain or even a drinking fountain, I'll get as in as I can. And then that cold water, I go create my own wind, and it's like I turn on my own natural air conditioning system, but it's fresh air. It's really epic. So the other night I'm out on this ride, and all of a sudden the thunder rolls in, just like that Western song, you know, by Garth Brooks or somebody that says Thunder Mountain, thunder coming in, and all of a sudden it's like rolling. And I see a lightning bolt and a lightning bolt and a lightning bolt. And somebody once had told me that I playing golf with an iron in your hand on a golf course, not the best idea in a lightning storm. I know you should be smart about this stuff, right? So now I'm on a metal bike, and I've got my new clip-ins on my feet, metal on the bottom of my feet, metal in my pedals. So I'm pretty much like out there looking like I could be a lightning rod, but I'm looking at this going, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's the circumstances around when you go to the next life, you know, if you're still here, you're supposed to be here. Okay, if the flood hasn't taken you, if lightning hasn't struck you, if a sickness hasn't taken you, guys, just take a big breath with me. And no, you're totally supposed to be here right now, okay? Get over that. You'd be gone, okay, if you weren't supposed to be here. So I start going around, and I'm looking at this lightning going sideways in the sky, coming down, hitting the ground. I saw it hit a few times. And I'm smiling and having this conversation with God about how grateful I am. And I realized that the lightning was on my side. See, at first I thought it was against me, you know, but it's not. Like, it's not against me. And plus, nature doesn't even have that. It has the ability to take anything personally. Like a dog. You can mistreat a dog, and then you come back in the room, and it's all wagging its tail. It's your best friend. And you were just a total idiot to the dog, right? So what can we learn from our dog? You know, they don't take things personally, and they're so freaking happy. They're always happy. You know, what an example. A dog is a great reminder of the fact that nature doesn't take things personally. You know, it's not there saying, oh, I would have been successful in isogenics, but I got put in a city where nothing was happening. Well, God bless you. You know, start your meetings. No, I would have done great in isogenics, but everybody already knows about it here. Like, I talked to everyone, and the truth is they talked to three people. Two people had heard about it, but they hadn't signed up. They'd been waiting for that person. But they decide to make up an excuse about why they can't be successful. See, our mind sometimes tries to protect our ego. And our ego's like, well, you're not going to be successful with that, blah, 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 blah. And so there's an inner thing going on. We got to let that go and go first. So my message to you today and for this weekend is to have the mindset of a leader. And what does that mean for you? It means that you go first. It means that you show courage. It means that you stay in the game and stay consistent. It means that you start living your life intentionally. You have intentional connections. You eat food intentionally for the energy exchange that it is. You start really understanding what you're putting in your body. Like I did, I'm doing a 66-day challenge. Nothing artificial in my body. Isogenics and then whole foods. No GMOs, no gluten, no preservatives, no additives, nothing that doesn't say USDA organic. No way. I'm just going to see what happens. I'm already in about 10, 11, 12 days, and I feel better than I felt in, well, than I can remember. That's intentional eating. And I'm intentionally riding my bike. I'm intentionally breathing. I'm intentionally making coaching calls. And I'm being present. And I've got family here this weekend. And so I told them yesterday, I said, look, I'm here for you guys this weekend. So my schedule, I have a few calls here and there, but for the most part, I'm here for you. My mom's staying with me at my house. She's doing fantastic. My sister Gigi and her husband Steve and their daughter Sierra, and she brought a friend, Savannah. These cute 12-year-olds are running around. I took them on a hike yesterday. They loved it. People love getting out of nature. My sister Katrina's here with her three little daughters. Lizzie, who's 7. Kristen, who's 5. And the cutest little Madison. When you meet Maddie, oh, my goodness. She's 3. And that's what she says all day long. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. What if we all walked around saying I'm free, you know, but we're trying to say I'm 3. That would be pretty awesome, right? And so it's just slow down and be intentional. Put your phone away when you're with people. Or say, hey, I'm going to take a quick half hour and go somewhere and be alone and do your stuff on your phone and block it out and then put it away. And then if you're expecting a call, of course, keep it in your pocket. But people love that. So intentionally go first. Intentionally put your phone down. Intentionally start up a conversation. Intentionally listen to people. Intentionally make connections. So I know I said a lot of things, but going first is what it means to have your own stage. And every one of you that goes first will be on stage. With or without me, you're going to be on stage. You're creating your own stages. You know, when I got into yoga, I started understanding that hour on the mat was a really important hour for me. Yoga sessions are typically an hour, and you spend that hour on your mat. Well, that's fun and easy. And when you're on a stage, you're only on the stage for about an hour or less. So that's all fun. That's kind of the fun part, being on stage for an hour, being on for an hour, being on your yoga mat for an hour. Guys, that's the easy part. It's how you live your life off stage for the other 23 hours a day. It's how you live your life off your yoga mat for the other 23 hours a day. It's how you live your life intentionally in all those pockets of time when no one's watching. That's what starts to build confidence in you. When you know you're doing the right thing and you feel good about it, it starts to build your very own confidence. So again, all those C words, confidence, consistency, right, courage, that's sexy. Going first, yeah. Same, right? Saying hi, not being afraid. And I think of so many of you on this call that are moving into that direction. You are there. You're stepping right into your greatness, and you're loving it. Why? Because you're serving so many. Service to many leads to greatness. Service to many leads to greatness. Jesus taught it all through the New Testament. Service to many, service to the masses, service to many leads to greatness. Figure out how to serve many in a small way. Guys, it's called network marketing. It's the new economy. You can serve a few who serve a few who serve a few, and you're serving all of those people. Give your life in service, and you will be so happy every day when you go to bed. You will just be happy. And this provides us with a chance to really make a difference. Let's live our lives every day so that we have the courage to challenge our old programming. Breathe in. We have humility to change, to not think that we have to be right. Let's choose happiness over being right. Let's choose love over being right. We really have something here, guys. We're all opening together. We're all growing together. And you feel it. I know you do. I feel you feel it. So those are those things that you and I can make a difference in. Now, let's love people. Jimmy Smith years ago told me the 3-step process, stop complicating everything. Because you know me, I wanted to complicate everything. I kept wanting to rewrite everything. It wasn't good enough. I wanted to keep making it better. But he said, Lenny, it's really just the 3-step process. Have a dream, form a team, and focus on your team. That's it. have a dream, form a team, number two, and focus on your team, number three. Well, we can get all fancy schmancy in there and say, okay, well, is the dream a vision or is it a dream? Whatever. I call it a vision. It's the same thing. Have a vision. And then what? You start sharing that vision, and then all of a sudden people wake up and you find your aces and you get your team. You form that team. It just starts to happen. It has to happen. If you're willing to go first, it will happen. Get over it. It doesn't. Don't make up a story about what it looks like to be a leader, because you have no idea until you're in it. So just follow the process. It's really yummy and delicious, you guys. You're making it up to be something harder than it really is. And then number three, what do? You serve your team. Well, how do you do that, Lenny? Well, you love them, and you talk to them, and you ask them questions. Am I being a good leader? On a scale of 1 to 10, where am I on being your leader? And how do I get better? Don't give me any BS that I'm some 10 or something. You know, be honest with me. Jeff Beebe would be honest with me and say, you're an 8 right now, Lenny. I'm like, okay, bro, what do I have to do to get to a 9? And then we could have a conversation because we trust each other. That's the type of friendships we're building. Dave Noonan and I, same thing. Dude, do this and this, and we can have those conversations. Dave MacArthur, same conversation. Hillary Courtney, those are the higher level conversations. How are we doing here? You feel confident. Can I go help other people yet? I always used to say I was going to work with you until you hit 3-star golden circle. Then it wasn't like I was not going to work with you anymore. But heck, you're making 100 grand a year. Let me go help somebody else. You got it. You're going to go to 200,000 a year, 500,000. If you stay in this game, you can't not do this. You have to do it. So, my friends, let's rock this weekend. It's July 3rd. July 4th is tomorrow, Independence Day. So here's my challenge to you. Breathe in. Find fireworks wherever you are. Listen to me. Use your imagination. Go into your imagination station. Take the controls. And every time you see a firework, as soon as it explodes, imagine that inside the firework is a leader that you attracted. And that leader is going up in the air, up in the air, up in the air, and bam. And then from its explosion, 10 more leaders pop out. So your fireworks show tonight and tomorrow and Sunday is all about the leaders showing up in your life. Renata Lee calls them hot molecules. I have goosebumps right now, so you know some stuff's going down. So every time you see a firework, it's bam, that's one of your new leaders stepping into their leadership without you. They don't need you anymore. You gave them the fuel to get up in the air. And they created their own set of leaders. Left leg, coo, 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 coo. Right leg, coo, 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 coo. I know, I can see some of your faces right now. You're so excited. You guys, this is a really important visualization. This is important that you do this, that every firework you see is it's your Independence Day. Declare it with power. It's your Independence Day for freedom of your life. Look, our brave soldiers fought for us to have the freedom to be on this land and not be scared. But I'm talking about a different freedom. I'm talking about a freedom to live your life on purpose like you never knew possible. Freedom to live and be that inspiration to yourself. Keep on inspiring yourself, living that life where you are always going first and you're loving life and you're making a difference and people love you because you're this generous being. You're a freedom being. Declare your independence this weekend that you are going to become free and have what? The unrestricted use of all things. You have the abundance of health, the physicality of movement, the circumstances to do what you need to do when you want to do it and stay as long as you want. Go on vacations that way. Stay home that way. Be intentional. The freedom to live an intentional life in every way. That's what I'm talking about, and you know and you feel it because I feel it. I know it. Let's declare our freedom. Let's declare our independence. From any silly addictions, let's let those go. But more importantly, the abundance piece, the money piece, freedom to live our life on our terms, the way we want to do it, That's freedom, my friends. Now, let's let those soldiers not live their life in vain. Let's become free in every sense of the word. Not just that we just get to go to the store and not get shot. No, that's not true freedom. Freedom is being able to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, for as long as you want. And spoil the heck out of your grandkids. Spoil them. I'm so excited to have grandkids someday. Oh, but I'm going to just take it out on my nieces and nephews until then. And then I'm never going to stop. They were like my kids too, right? It's family. So, guys, I could go on and on. I love you so much, and I want you to be free. I want you to declare your own independence this weekend. Freedom to be you. The freedom to say yes. The freedom to live intentionally. The freedom to be healthy physically, financially, spiritually, mentally, intellectually, every Ali. That's what we got in our possession. So let's do it, guys. I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's rock. Say hi to everyone. Hug people first. Hug them longer than they want to hug. Just hold them for a second. You guys are awesome. Don't forget to gratitext people, too. Just, you know, make sure that you make sure that the people that you love know that you love them. All right, guys. Love you. Here we go.
Unmuted.
We are live. 1, 2, 3.
Hi, Sister. Hi, Sister.